All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Tech Talk underway here on a Saturday. Steve Thompson along with Doug Swindhart. Thanks so much for joining us. Doug, good to visit with you as always on this Saturday, and always a lot to talk about.
Oh, indeed. Nice to be here, Steve. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for joining us here on Tech Talk. And right out of the gate, we got something on the text line that's worth bringing up. We constantly keep hearing about, you know, this chip shortage, and it's really impacted automobiles, electronics, you name it. Everything has computer chips in it. And Doug, the way I understand it is, it's just simply the old law of supply and demand right now. Demand is so high, COVID-19, so on and so forth. What are you hearing about that as well?
Oh, same thing. The only thing that I find is strange is that, you know, this big, huge chip shortage just drove video card prices through the ceiling. Well, we got plenty of video cards, but they're just way high buck. I would think that they'd be taking care of the cars and the transportation first, but I'm a little bit surprised at that. If I can tell you too, though, that I have a computer coming from a company in Germany that's kind of a special build, and that's on hold. So I don't know if it's special chips or just individuals. I would imagine that they probably put more chips in cars than anybody realizes, or, you know, I don't know how many is in my Nissan. I think somebody quoted me at one point, 68 computers running simultaneously on my Nissan Rogue, and that's pretty standard basic car today. So it's a bad thing at a bad time. I hope we get through this real quick.
Yeah, it has made automobiles a very difficult to come by, and the supply is starting to pick up, but automotive manufacturers have had to shut down. And if you're looking for a gaming console like the latest Xbox or PS5, I believe it is, they are hard to get.
Yep, that would be tough. There are certain components that are really difficult to get. That's why I'm so surprised at video cards. Video cards are, I don't have any trouble getting them, but they're 4 or 5 times the normal price, which is incredible. And we're not the only country dealing with this. This is a global issue. And I think we should all kind of keep our eye and see how this is going to pan out.
We should throw the numbers out there. A great way to go is text. And the number, 651-461-9226. You can send your text to 651-461-9226. And you can also call the program as well. The number is 651-461-9226. 8326 is the phone number here on News Talk 830-WCCO. Great to have you aboard. Doug Swinhart in with Tech Talk for the entire hour. Doug, let's start with a couple of regular topics. Get those out of the way because we always get a lot of texts. To keep your machine running good, Windows 10, you recommend Provisor. We always get a lot of calls about that. We'll spell it out, get that out of the way early. What does Provisor do? Why is it a good idea to run it with Windows 10?
Well, I kind of like to have people think of this as sort of the upgrade to CCleaner. This does so, except I should also say it goes a lot farther. It's a cleaner, an optimizer, and it does have some effect on Windows privacy, which is a good thing. But overall, it is just a tremendous, tremendous piece of work. You could put this on a Windows 10 machine, and the performance increases a minimum. No way to get an exact number. But in my mind, just watching it, it's good. Increase the performance between 10 and 20%. It's that good. And it takes a while to run the first one because it's all of the old compiled Windows update files that are no longer used. And that takes a bit. But after that, one click, one left mouse click, or you can automate it, and it just takes off and does its thing. It's a wonderful piece of work. And I encourage everybody to go to Privazer.com and download it. And if you like it, donate a little money to keep the project going forward. At this point, it's still open source. And I don't know how long that's going to last. This thing looks pretty polished to me. Privazer.com. Thanks for bringing that up, Steve. Good tip.
All right, very good. We're going to take a quick break right now, but we want to throw the phone lines open. 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. And I should say, giving you the wrong number out of habit. 651-461-9226. That's my bad. Old habits die hard. 651-461-9226. Text line and the phone number here on the program. One of the things before we go to break I want to bring up, and I did this before the show as we were getting ready to go on the air, and I just checked on my iCloud account. And I know that sounds kind of crazy. If you have an Apple device, chances are you do have an iCloud account. But occasionally I check in on it, see what's being backed up, how much storage I have left. I pay a little bit more for a little bit more storage to make sure that all my photos and all the contacts that I have in my phone and have developed over the years are backed up. But that is a good idea to check that, make sure. Typically they require that two-stage authorization, if you will, where you put in your information, and then you've got to put in a code that they send back to your device. But I just checked on it to see how things were going. I haven't done it in a while, and I'm kind of glad I did.
Oh, this is a real thing. I think Apple iCloud might be one of the best off-site storage that's available. And you brought up the two-step authentication. That actually was created by Apple. And once people get used to how this works, it's slick, and it's very secure. Now, Google has adopted it. I'm quite certain that everybody else has adopted it as an option. But it's important to understand how that two-step authentication works before they jump in with both feet. And with Apple's system will actually synchronize multiple devices. And that's one thing I think people really need to use some caution with until they really understand how it works. Because you don't want to be taking off data and have it take off data off everything. And it's important to know how that works. But that is a great system. I'm glad to hear that you got that, Steve. It's an awesome system. Well, you can access it through an app, or you can go right straight through any browser.
Yeah, and what is so incredible about it, a couple of years ago, my daughter was still in school down in Arizona, and my phone died. Mm-hmm. I know I was borrowed time, and I've told this story before, but it was an absolute miracle. Went into an AT&T store down there, bit the bullet, got a new phone, and I would say it wasn't instantaneous, but I would say within 3 or 4 hours, all my stuff was restored on my phone. Everything. Contacts, you name it. It was incredible.
It's incredibly slick. Really, really slick. This is, I think this is right up there. And that's the way, if I get a new phone, I'm set up that same way with Google Drive. Walk in, get the phone, on my way walking out, log into my accounts. And sometimes, usually by the time I'm home, everything is showing up. But that's a little bit different system. Apple actually is going to maintain the data on that device, plus up in the cloud, plus synchronize it with your other devices. It's more of a, not just adding a piece of equipment with an Apple system. It's bringing that piece of equipment in and updating all of them. So it's quite the system. I'm really impressed with that.
Yeah, and one other thing we want to remind folks right out of the gate, we've got to bring up Provisor because a lot of people wonder about Provisor, so we do it early in the program. And another is backing up your data. Now, it's a nice warm day here in October, and you want to be outside, and there's chores to do. I get all of it. But backing up your data and having that plan. Now, I have peace of mind with my iPhone and have for years with iCloud, knowing that that's backed up. But on your other devices, making sure you have a plan of business and you're helping people out. And I'm sure all the time you hear stories, well, my computer died and I don't have a backup. I'm sure you hear it way too often.
Oh, it's bad. Yeah, I do my best to try to recover as much as we can. But if they have an all-out hardware, hard drive crash, we don't see that very often with the SSDs, but it is possible. It's still the world. There's no such thing as a perfect place. But there's nothing more heartbreaking than to look at a lady and say, yeah, I thought my husband was doing this every week, and, well, now we lost 20 years of pictures. Oh, man, that's a killer. I tell people every week, you know, we can replace hardware. We can reconfigure the machine and put the software to make the programs run. But what we can't ever replace is your data. And that's a user responsibility that I all too often get involved in, but I don't mind. I hate to have any loss at all. But it's really important to know that with all these off-site storage, in the cloud storage that we have available, with hard drive prices being what they are, there's really no reason in the world why people do not have 3, 4, 5 copies of their real important data. Now, we got to be conscious of how much internet we're using because we all need to be good medicines. But at the same time, there's really no reason people don't have multiple copies. I suggest a minimum of 3. One on the computer is a working copy, one up in the cloud so it's off-site, and another on a hard drive that's at your house or wherever you want to keep it in a big vault, but that's too off-site. I don't think that's necessary. And if you have access to 2 iCloud or storages, put them up on both of them. It just makes sense to do it. Take you minutes to get it going. Once you're set up, it's just wonderful. And it's kind of like insurance. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. It's really quite that simple. Yeah, good point again.
All right, quick break. We'll have more with Doug. Tech Talk continues for the entire hour on Monday afternoon. And you can send your text or call the studio, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226 here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Tech Talk with Doug continues here at News Talk. 830-WCCO. The number again, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. We invite a call or a text on the program. Let's jump into the text line. And I can't verify this, but microchips made in Taiwan require an enormous amount of water for cleaning the layers on the chips. They are in a drought. Supply is extremely low. Didn't know that. I'll have to check that out. Not sure about it. Doug, here's one from our text line. What is the latest update on Windows 11? What have you heard?
Well, you know, a lot of people are testing it and playing with it. I can't find a copy that I can actually install as a clean install. And that's what I want to see. When I can take a computer with a brand new hard drive and pop it in from the ground up. And I'm getting mixed messages. I have to be honest, tell you that I have yet to work with it on a full day or a full day and a half. It appears to me that they've got a design that is kind of infringing on mobile devices. the whole app looks like it's the whole operating appears to be almost tailored like a smartphone or a tablet. It's a little unique. The people on the server side, they don't sound so happy with it. I'm not sure why. We're getting a lot of, well, users got to relearn this and relearn that. And of course, there's always a good amount of whining anytime people have to change things. You know this yourself. But I think that I would still be encouraging people to strongly consider moving into the Linux environment and the open source software. I think it's the future no matter what we do. So, but it's pretty. It looks nice. It's got a lot of color. But like I say, I really can't give an honest, frank, and clear opinion until I got a chance to work with it at least a day and a half, 2 days on a fresh install. And I'm still looking to get a hold of that. I don't know why they're holding it back.
All right. When more is available, we'll certainly bring it to you here on Tech Talk. The number is 651-461-9226. I have Windows 7 updates turned off for a couple of years. Was running Malwarebytes paid version. Now it looks like it. I need to update Windows 7. Never had this issue before. I had to remove it and go with Avast. So there was some sort of issue between Malwarebytes and Windows 7. What do you know about that?
Not much, but I think that you're going to be seeing that more and more with antivirus companies. But, you know, this was a timely question. I follow a guy that's a security professional named Rob Braxman. And in July, he made a YouTube video and he titled it The Big Antivirus Lie in 2021. And the whole video stems around, well, is it doing more harm than good? Is it allowing doors open? And he's actually encouraging people to take antivirus off their computer completely. A little radical. I have visions of me saying to a customer, well, I think we're going to run your computer with no antivirus at all. You were all so in tune with that today. But he's got some real interesting points. And this has heated up way big. Well, writers are writing about him. And he came out with another video 3 days after that, how to protect yourself without antivirus. So it isn't like he doesn't have another solution. This is, and with 7, I think I would go this route. I'd just take it off and make it as invisible on the internet as possible. I think you're going to be better off. But to each his own, and I know what kind of shock that's going to be mentally for people. I think that that's coming. Even in the mid-80s, McAfee stood up and he said, there's no such thing as a zero-day protection, which means they don't have any software that can anticipate something. Now, they talk about like they kind of do, but they don't. The way the antivirus and malware works is once somebody gets infected, these security companies get a hold of it and they build a fix. There's no such thing as a prevention, a zero-day prevention. So it's really an interesting topic. Antivirus and malware is very interesting. And I think that this particular topic with these, he's not the only one that's saying this, by the way. This is it's going to be a hot topic this year and next. Should be interesting.
Yeah, and Doug, I want to point something out when it comes to security. Last night, I was out doing a football game on cable TV, got home. My wife, my daughter were doing other things, so I came downstairs, checked some email, got caught up on a couple of emails I couldn't get to at the end of the workday, and there was an unusual email, and I didn't really recognize it. And at my full-time job, we use Google, and I wasn't sure, and it talked about some invoices attached, and it really wasn't our PO numbering scheme, and it wasn't our job numbering scheme, so I just deleted it. And that's kind of the dead giveaway, and anybody who goes through training at work or has to go through regular training at work about what not to open, that was a good example last night of something you do not open. It struck me as being a little strange with number sequences that I didn't recognize, PO numbers, invoice numbers that were unusual to me, and I just said, hey, if I owe them money or I owe them something, they'll get back to me. And I just deleted it. I didn't touch it beyond that.
Yeah, you know, these it's either a scare tactic like that, you owe us money. It's to throw you off cycle. Or it's like, Well, when are you going to come pick up your $10,000? Been laying there for days. It's to motivate people to go, what's this? Because curiosity, we just can't stand it. Human nature is, I got to know what's going on. And what we're seeing here in the industry is many people today are checking out some of the, which didn't used to be a big issue, Proton Mail, for example. It's a paid service, but it's reasonably priced. And we're going to be seeing more of these protected email services come up. And Gmail and Google, I'm not certain what's happening with Google. There are some changes going on there where you wouldn't have seen that like 4 or 5 years ago. It wouldn't have come through. It would have went right straight to your spam folder. So I'm not exactly certain whether they're the bad actors are getting better at slipping it by their algorithms. I'm just not sure what's going on there. But we're seeing more of that even in a Gmail account. So I anticipate that some of these paid services that have encrypted email on both ends, this is going to be probably the next big business on the internet. But that, I'm glad to hear that you did the right thing and you were automatically suspicious and said, well, they can get a hold of me later if I owe money. That's the perfect attitude.
Yeah, if I own paperwork or whatever, and it was just something at work about invoices and PO numbers that just didn't match up in my mind, and I immediately said, nope, I am going to delete this, and they can call me. They should have my number. Quick break. We're going to come back with more. Here's the number on the program. It is Tech Talk, 651-461-9226, and you can call the studio or you can text us. This is good for all our programs 7 days a week here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Tech Talk, Doug Swinhart joining us here on News Talk 830 WCCO, and text line 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. And let's get back to that Malwarebytes. And they did want to clarify on Malwarebytes. Sorry for the confusion. Malwarebytes said it needs a Windows 7 update before Malwarebytes can update. Does that sound a little more familiar, Doug?
This is actually a little bit strange, because I actually have been putting Malwarebytes on Windows 7 machines too. And I think once you have an account, it will automatically update. So that's strange. Unless they're going with the free one. I would go probably, if I wanted to stay with Windows 7 and wanted to have antivirus, chances are I would go pick up Avira. A-V-I-R-A. It's Avira antivirus, a nice little German company. They do good work. That's probably what I would recommend. They're going to continue to support Windows 7, and it's the free one. Now, the free one, the only thing about that is, it doesn't have any real-time protection, so you got to go in and you got to do your own scans, and from time to time, that's what's missing. But if you want an antivirus, they're still available for Windows 7 as well. I'm not certain what's going on with this one at this person's house. If they want to give me a call, I would love to take a quick peek at it, and I hope that helps.
Doug, from our text line, my messaging app for text is getting flooded with fake ads and scams. Is there any protection for that?
Many of the browsers will have like the scripting that you can increase, or you could actually take. I think it might be a good time to practice with different browsers and make sure that they all have like a built-in safety check now. Brave and Google Chrome and Chromium, and I believe Firefox also has like a safety check. Run that and see if you got things that are building up in your cookies or temp files or whatnot. It's really important to keep browsers up to date today. Really important. If you got 4 or 5 browsers and maybe you use 2 of them every day, make sure you open up the other ones at least once a week so they update as well. Keep them up to date even if they're not running. It just makes sense to do that. That's probably more of a browser thing than an actual some piece of software that's required to prevent it from coming in the computer. And of course, the next best thing too is check to make sure that your connection is right on the money. This is really where Ethernet will be, I think, a safer bet than wireless. And there's so much Wi-Fi today. It's just everywhere. And that's going to increase. Pretty soon, we're not going to have any cable. Cosmos. And people are already talking about that, getting ahead of themselves, I think, but we'll see what happens. This is a tough thing, but I'd start with the browsers on that one. I think that could be corrected right there.
Doug's joining us. It is Tech Talk here on this Saturday, 651-989-9226. 651, I gave that number out wrong again, 651-461-9226. Boy, I have to put a dollar in a jar every time I give the wrong number. 651-461-9226. Well, that's what happens when you have the same number for over 20 years and you switch it up. So 651-461-9226. Here's a good one on networking. Can I remotely access my wife's desktop from my laptop? Both are on Windows 10 and on the same Wi-Fi. How hard is that to do, Doug?
Oh, it's a piece of cake. TeamViewer will do that. Any desk will do that. I would recommend any desk, anydesk.com. You install it and just connect to it as if you're going over the internet. Network is network. The thing about the internet is we all today, we're one great big happy network. And you can do this locally as well. These remote control packages, they will want an IP address, or once you get set up and it'll issue a number within that program, but it's just internet protocol, whether it's over the internet or over your local area network. Piece of cake. And if you have trouble with that, that's about a 5 or 10 minute call. I'd be more than willing to help them with that. And thank you so much. That's a good text.
Yeah, very, very good text indeed. And it is one of those things where you use that to help people remotely, that you'll connect into their computer. So that's one of those things you need to be careful who you let do that, correct?
Oh, I couldn't have said it better myself. This is, it's available, but just the way it's configured will make all the difference in the world. I don't like mine to be configured, even though they're my customers, and I do trust myself. When I set this up for people, I don't have it set up so I can turn on their computer from when it's shut off. And you can do that if everything's put in place. I don't want this thing online waiting for a call. I want it so the customer, the client, is in complete control. And it is important. It's like letting somebody in your house when you're not there. It just, some things are just, we need to take a little bit more caution with, especially today. And as our computers become more important, it's going to get to be even more so. This is an issue that if you don't know the people, I wouldn't want them in my computer. And I think that's been a real plus for me, has been CCO, of course, as people get to know me a little bit and they know that I'm a trustworthy kind of guy and they know where I live. And I think that's all helpful. But yeah, I couldn't have said it better. You really want to know who you're letting into your computer. It's like letting somebody roam around your house and you're not there. We wouldn't think of that. And it's the same thing with your computers and PCs. Great text. Super text.
Number again on the program, 651-461-9226. That is 651-461-9226. We're going to go back to a program called C-Cleaner. Do you still recommend that, Doug? Tell us about C-Cleaner and what it does.
If you have an older version, you might want to put it on, but really, Provisor and Windows 10, I don't think that I'd recommend that at all. If you want to buy CCleaner, because Avast bought them out, then yes. But it's not the free version that it used to be. And many people would get the free version, and after a year or two, they would buy it. And Avast bought out Piriform, and took their whole product line the way it looked. And I still like CCleaner. I really do. But that one you're going to buy. I normally will promote something like Provisor, because I like the open source standards where if you like it, donate. If you like it a lot, donate a little bit more. But you're under no obligation to do so. Now, they're still letting you download a free version of CCleaner. Don't get me wrong. Avast is keeping that same pattern. I just don't think it's... For me, I like Provisor. If I got A and B, it's my job to put on the best product that I possibly can for people. And so I'm going to go with Provisor. Every day, anytime. And I might have been one of the biggest promoters of CCleaner in the country. Still like the program. It's okay. But it just doesn't pass muster. Things evolve. It's got to grow. It's got to keep getting better and better and better. I'm really sold on Provisor. I truly am. So I hope that helps.
Quick break. We'll have more Tech Talk in a moment. We'll throw that number out there again if you want to call or text the program. If you're having computer problems, hardware or software, whatever, feel free to get a hold of us here on Tech Talk. 651-461-9226. You can call the studio or you can send us a text. 651-461-9226. Here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. Tech Talk continues. Doug Swindehart joining us on Saturdays between 2 and 3 o'clock, and we have some calls lined up, and we want to go to the calls right away. Let's bring in Peter from New Brighton. Peter, you're on the air with Doug. Hello.
Hey, I've got a problem with my printer. I'm getting an error 30 code.
What kind of printer is it?
Samsung Laser. Inexpensive one. It's worked well for a number of years.
That's Windows 10 specific machine. Specific to that company. Let's see, Air 30. I bet money printer.
All right. Doug's doing a search.
Yeah, that's a. I'll tell you what you do. Give me a call either later today or next week, and I'll do some research and I'll figure out what that is. It might be something simple. And I'm not pulling up. Oh, it says your print drivers are out of date. And that's directly from Samsung via Windows report. Yeah, give me a call. We can take care of that for you. Or you could just simply uninstall. Well, you want to go to Samsung first, see if you can get new drivers. If you're running Windows 7, that might be tough.
No, he has Windows 10.
He should be able to. And Samsung probably says, well, you know, just use the Windows drivers. And they might be underneath your Windows update as well. Go to Settings, Update, and down at the bottom it talks about other updates. Check to see if that driver is there. If it is, install it. You're probably going to solve your problem. If not, then you'll have to go to the Samsung website. And I hope that helps.
All right, very good, Peter. Thank you. We've talked about this with printers. If you're having constant trouble, one of the good ways to go is to just get rid of that printer, if you will, and reinstall it. Would you agree?
No question. And look down in your right-hand corner to see if there's a little printer icon and flush all of the jobs that didn't get printed first. Clear your print queue before you start. Then just uninstall the printer completely. Take it out of the printer folder, whatever software it's got. Most of them have their own uninstall procedure. If not, download and install Geek Uninstaller. It's a tremendous uninstall program. And reboot and reinstall. Make sure you reboot in between. It's pretty important. And probably come up and start running like a brand new printer. It's a big issue, printers are. Any kind of material, any kind of a... equipment that is at that level of complexity, and especially if you're doing Wi-Fi, and Wi-Fi might give you a different IP address. It might just be all kinds of stuff. But generally, once you get them connected, they're going to stay connected, unless something went on, possibly with another computer in the house. You know, a lot of networks coming up in people's houses these days, Steve. Nearly everybody has multiple machines today.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go to Tony in St. Paul. Tony, you're on the air with Doug. Hello.
Good afternoon. Hey, I'm working from home, and my company uses Microsoft Teams, and I have Quest Internet. I have two questions. I notice I've been dropping out quite a bit on video calls, especially with customers. Would I be much better off with Xfinity broadband?
It really depends on how much bandwidth you're getting from CenturyLink. If you've got a feed like Steve's where you're close to the fiber optics and you're getting 40 gigabits, that's a dynamite feed. And Comcast, yes, they deliver faster speeds. But with Comcast Xfinity, we also have this thing called latency. It's with so many users, sometimes I got to hit a web page a couple of times to open up the pipe. And I have a gigabit feed. So you really can't judge them by pure numbers. There's more to it than that. CenturyLink uses what's called a star configuration, where Xfinity is considered to be a piggyback, house to house to house to house, and up and up and up, to a whole lot of computers that all go into the internet in three separate places, where with CenturyLink, you hit that thing and it goes straight to the backbone. I think you share that connection with maybe 5 to 15 other residences. So it's a little bit different technology. Check to see how much bandwidth you're getting. If you're down in the low, you know, 2 gigabytes or megabits or 10 megabits, 12, even 12 should give you a good video feed. Then it's important to make sure that your machines are acting properly too. If you got a machine that's dragging, that will create all kinds of buffering and it will look like you got poor internet. This is the whole package now. When you're doing video conferencing, there's a lot of stuff going back and forth over the internet. It's important to have everything running at its peak that you can possibly squeeze out of it. And if you have trouble with that, give me a call. I work with this quite a bit. And thank you again for the call. Be well.
A couple of quick texts and Tech Talk today. Just joined the program from our text line. Can I divorce Microsoft backup program easily? And I'm not exactly sure, but how do you keep your computer from automatically updating? I think is the gist of the text.
Yeah, there's several ways to do this, and if I'm not mistaken, when they're talking about the Microsoft backup, they're probably discussing OneDrive. And I've got some software that I download that's open source, and I watch this team pretty close, and they've developed some things that it's ready for prime time with end users. If you want to give me a call next week, I'll walk you through that and help you get started and get it rolling. It's much easier than you think. And as far as controlling updates, there's a gentleman that I followed for years named Chris Titus, T-I-T-U-S. And you can go to ChrisTitus.com or you can follow his YouTubes. This man is wonderful. He's generous with his time and his knowledge. He's come up with a little, you open up PowerShell and you put this thing in and up comes a menu. And you can select security updates only. And you can take out Cortana, for example. Take out OneDrive. And if you need to put them back in, you can put them back in. And that's what makes Chris Titus's procedure much, much improved. I think that it's a way cut ahead. And check that out. I think that you'll like that. But yeah, yes, you can stop it. I'm concerned with what the Microsoft server is going to do if it doesn't hear from that machine once Windows is... I don't think it's going to be healthy not to take any updates at all. I think from time to time we got to take security updates. The fluff and the previews for the next one, I'm not so big on. I think they're cluttering up hard drives and causing some of the problems that we're trying to avoid. Just be cautious of what you shut off and do some reading. All kinds of people are doing this work on the net, and a lot of them are volunteering their talents. So it's a pretty important thing that's going on with Microsoft and that kind of thing. I feel your pain. There are alternatives. Like I say, can't get through it, give me a call. I'd be more than happy to help you. And thank you so much for the text. Great text.
We'll have Doug's phone number and email in a moment on the program. Doug, real quick, we only have about a minute. What's the best action to take when you get one of those, we've captured your computer, call us at 1-800... what do you do?
Oh, don't you dare pick up a phone. Absolutely not. This is all part of this new malware. I think it's a scam. If you call that party and you hand them a credit card number and then find out they're a scammer later, well, their whole defense is the fact that you called them. Doesn't matter how they made you do it. You called them. You initiated the working relationship. I would shut off the computer immediately. Fire it back up and go to a different web browser and download ADW Cleaner and run it. You're probably going to get rid of that thing that snuck in the back door. This is coming in from websites, and you can prevent it, and you can stop it. Great text. We should spend some more time on that one next week, maybe, Steve.
Yeah, let's bring that up for sure next week on the program. Tech Talk Saturday is between 2 and 3 o'clock. And Doug, before we run out of time, we want to get your phone number and email. How do people reach you?
Oh, thank you so much. Admin at WCCOTech.com, admin at WCCOTech.com, or 651-552-9543. Thank you so much, Steve. Have a good weekend.
All right, Doug, take care. Always good to visit with you. There he is, Doug Swin, the Heart. And it is Tech Talk. Saturday is between 2 and 3 o'clock.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.